You know, Jesus warned us that in the end times, deception like a virus will spread like wildfire. Disguised as the answer to all our problems, our secular culture can only offer replacements to the truth. The good news is that the truth of the Bible is the cure. In Pastor Jack Hibbs' new book called Living in the Days of Deception, he reveals the antidote to the lies we're told that have become increasingly harder to detect. From the inspiring foreword written by Mike Pompeo to the final chapters, Pastor Jack exposes how to combat deceptive spirits and equips us when we're deceived by the ultimate liar, Satan himself. Living in the Days of Deception by Jack Hibbs is a powerful must-read, and when you order, you can bundle by getting the DVDs and a downloadable link for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/radio. That's jackhibbs.com/radio. Real Life presents the Jack Hibbs Podcast, with intention and boldness to proclaim truth, equip the saints, and impact our culture.
The Holy Spirit, for you the believer, he knows you by name, and he is bearing witness before the courtroom of God that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. That should set you free. That should cause you to sit up straight and get excited about the world in which you and I have been deployed into.
You can get the outlines of this podcast by going to jackhibbs.com/podcast. Today, if this podcast lifts you up and encourages you to live a more fulfilled life in Christ, then make sure you leave us one of those 5-star ratings. To us, that's like saying amen or yes. Then that rating will encourage others to listen. Now open your hearts to what God's Word has to say to you. Here is Jack Hibbs.
We talk about saying it. Don't talk about religion. We don't want to talk about church. I don't know if you're visiting here for the first time or not, but the last thing the people around you want to do, I agree with them, and that is we could do a whole lot of other things on a morning like this than to come and just be religious. Who needs that? What we want to do is experience the true, awesome power of the living God. Listen, if Christ is not risen from the dead, then there is no salvation. We have no hope. So let's leave. What's the old saying? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. There is no eternity. Whoever dies with the most toys wins. And that's the thinking of the world. But Christ is risen from the dead, and that changes everything. And so we don't want to talk about it. We want to say it. We want to say it to the world. And we say this. This is what we looked at last time, is that the Lord has called you his own. Oh, this gets beautiful. The Bible there said to us in our previous study, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear. Notice God did not save you to put you in a place of fear. In fact, if you understand your great salvation that is upon your life, fear dissipates. I'm not being cavalier when I tell you this. Fear has no place in the life of a believer. That doesn't mean we're ignorant. It doesn't mean that we're not aware of the science. It doesn't mean that we're not aware of the weather. It doesn't mean that we're not aware of the economy. We're aware of all those things, I believe, probably more in tune than most people. But we're not held by fear. The world has never been a scarier place to live in my opinion. But the Christian has no fear. The Bible tells us that we are to fear one, and that is God and him only. Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill you, but rather be in fear of him who can both take your life and send your soul to hell. Wow. That verse goes on, verse 15, but you receive the Spirit. Notice the contradiction. There's the bondage of the spirit of fear, but there's the liberty of the spirit of adoption. He says, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Remarkable, beautiful thing. And we looked at this, church, Abba, Father. It's the Aramaic word. Mark this verse down, if you would. It's Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive. He's speaking to the Christian. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, a reference to Satan. It's pretty creepy, right? He's the prince of the power of the air, atmosphere. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Thank God, though. Listen to Galatians 4, verse 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts. Listen, ask yourself, is that true of your life? Well, Pastor Jack, how can I know? Because you will be preempted or prone to cry out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. That's good news. That's awesome news. One more time. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 15. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. This is a profound statement, church. The Holy Spirit is speaking nonstop, 24/7, 365. The word implies continually to you, the believer. The Holy Spirit is bearing witness. He's speaking to you and to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. That is a powerful statement. I know there's a lot of talk these days about you can think whatever you want to think as long as you don't go do it. The Bible says no way. The Bible says what you think about, you wind up doing. And it matters what you think. It matters what you meditate on. It matters what you fantasize about. God sees and God knows. But the born-again heart, the new heart, is a heart that is changed because the Spirit of God and the Spirit of adoption dwells within us. What a glorious thing. We are owned by the living God. My name's Jack. It means nothing. But God's got a new name according to the Bible for my life. Whatever your name is, the Bible says, when you and I show up in heaven, we're going to get a new name. Now, some of you may have some. I met recently who was visiting from Canada, Anastasia. What a name. Now, I don't know what that name means in Canadian, but in Russian, it means resurrection. That's awesome. What's Jack mean? I don't know. But I know this. God knows my name. He knows my real name. He knows your real name. And that's one of the great thrills about getting to heaven. So listen, by name, God knows you. And it says in verse 16, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. The Holy Spirit is in union with our human spirit if we're born again, if the Spirit of God lives within us. And I wrote myself this note to keep myself under control. And it's this. I say this humbly, thankfully, gratefully, yet with all confidence that this bears witness is for your peace, security, and confidence is the greatest, most assuring thing that I've experienced in my life. I mean that sincerely. Mark it down. Bears witness. Two words in English, one word in the Greek language. And it means this. It means to legally and officially give testimony, which is admissible or eligible to be entered into the records of the court. Technically, the word court should be capitalized. It implies God's court. The Holy Spirit, for you, the believer, he knows you by name, and he is bearing witness before the courtroom of God that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. That should set you free. That should cause you to sit up straight and get excited about the world in which you and I have been deployed into. This is not heaven. Now look, Lisa and I just got back from a trip away with our kids, and we went up to Washington State, which, yes, it's true, it's just as liberal as it is here. But when you get outside of the city, it's really, frankly, when you get outside of the city, it's just as conservative as it is here. Listen, you get out of LA and you get out of San Diego and you get out of Oakland and San Francisco and Sacramento and you find out there's people who actually think. And we experience the same thing. And we went to a place called Gig Harbor. Have you ever heard of Gig Harbor? Strange name, beautiful place. Now, don't go there now that I've said it. We want to make sure it stays quiet and quaint. So the next time we go, it's just as quiet and quaint. But the amazing thing about it is, you know you've gone to a good place when you don't want to leave. But might I remind you that this is not heaven? We're in a battlefield, friends. We're in a battleground. This whole world is. And you and I are children of the Most High God. Listen, our citizenship, the Bible says, is in heaven, but yet we're still here in this world. And that's why we're battling light and darkness and evil and good. We must. The Holy Spirit within us compels us to confront things. We'll talk more about this in a moment. But understand this. It's very personal to me, and I'm fighting the temptation to make this really dramatic. I'm trying to be calm here. But for you and I, and for many of us in this nation, in this community, this portion of Scripture should delight us, that the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit. It means God's got a testimony that is in real time regarding the things that you and I are living through. I know that there's a bumper sticker that says, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. No, listen, when the going gets tough, the Christian goes to the Word of God. And listen, when churches shut down, which might have been the best thing for some of those churches, I should say for the people that attended them, people ran. And they ran to the truth, no matter where they were in the world. They ran to the truth. Why? Because the Spirit of God has got your name. You ran to the truth. God was dealing out food, and you got in line, and you ate up the Word of God. Why? Because He's got your name. And you've been made anew, and the Holy Spirit lives in you. God knows your name. And I love that. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Acts 1, verse 3. He also presented Himself, that is Jesus, alive after His suffering by many infallible proofs. Don't you love that? Truth, the power of God. This God who came and died and rose again from the grave is exactly the God that you need. And thank God for those of us, He has our name. It's the God that we have. Our God came, He suffered and died, and He rose again from the dead. Sign me up. Right? Think about it. The alternative, I hope, is unacceptable to you. And that is, be religious. Join a group, join a church, join a cult. Go do your thing. Listen, I'm staying right here in the Bible, right here in the Word of God. He did it. He's going to see to it. He's going to get it done. It's Him who came and died and rose again from the grave. All the things that concern you in this world, Jesus did. You break the grave, you conquer death. That's the God you want. And that's the God that we have if He's our Lord and Savior. But notice this out of Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Convincing proofs. That means confirming evidences, multiple things, which of course come from God, which are immutable facts. They don't change. Psalm 100, verse 3. Psalm 100, verse 3 says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, not we ourselves. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank God we didn't make ourselves. First of all, we can't, but a lot of people, in a way, think that they have. Maybe they're evolutionists. This is a really amazing time. You and I are living through this time right now. It's thrilling because you're either a Christian or you're not. Have you noticed gray areas gone? I love it. There's no way now for you can hide in the shadows. There's no shadows anymore. You're either a follower of God or you're not. And for those who are not, they're having a rough time explaining things that are going on around the world. And then we, as believers, are going, wow. Wait, what's the headline? Breaking news. Oh, wait. Oh, wow. Wait, this is going on in Israel. Hang on. Wait. Hang on. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, World Economic Forum, cashless society, put a mark in your right hand. Wait, what? Oh, wow, thank you. It's all here. It's all here. What an amazing God. Isaiah 49, verse 1 says, the Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. Excuse me, hello, wait a minute. This is a 3,000-year-old statement. I don't even know if they knew back then that a female, the uterus, the female, the woman, has a matrix, this matrix. Isaiah, the prophet, under the inspiration of God, speaks biology. His statement is 100% admissible in the court of medical practice. Did you know that? The Bible says, I've called you from your womb. I brought you forth from the matrix of your mother. He has made mention of my name. Now, this is a reference to the Messiah, but it's true about us as well. Is there convincing proofs, confirming evidences and immutable facts regarding our relationship with God? Oh, yes, absolutely. The Holy Spirit is one with our spirit until Christ calls us home. And that word spirit, by the way, in both places here is the word that we get pneumatic. You know what a pneumatic tool is, anybody? You go to a shop and they plug their tool in and you hear them go, sound, right? You know what that is? That's air-driven tools, pneumatic. This is the word in the Greek. The believer, in association with the Holy Spirit, we are air-driven. We are driven by the power of the Holy Spirit to be moved, empowered by the air, air-driven, wind-driven, the breath that resides within the human soul, the observable and active consciousness of life. There's nobody in this room right now or watching right now that can deny the fact that you've got a consciousness. Listen, if you deny that you have a consciousness, you need to hang up now, turn off the TV and dial 911. You have a consciousness. And the Bible says that comes from God. The Holy Spirit, air drives your life, as it were. Now, I like that because if you've ever seen an air-driven tool, it's literally worthless until it's plugged into the air source. Look, this world says we're worthless. Sometimes we say of ourselves, I'm worthless. Well, I want to encourage you, get plugged in. The Spirit of God would love to plug you into His power, His source. And it's not reserved for me only. It's for anyone who will take that truth and say, that's it. My name is known to God. His Spirit dwells within me, and I'm going to live my life for Him, and I'm going to quit calling the shots, and I'm going to let Him live His life through me. I'm going to be air-driven from this moment forward. I tell you what, God will expel fear from your life. He'll give you purpose and vision. And once, as Jesus said, you put your hand to the plow, He says, don't look back. Now, we don't do plows anymore, but what happens is when you put your hands on a plow and you're moving forward, if you look back, you automatically turn. Okay? I don't know if you've ever driven a fast car, but you never look over your shoulder when you're driving a very fast car. Did you know that? Never do that. You'll wake up dead. Just the turning of your neck turns the wheel. Don't do it. Jesus says, don't look back. Keep moving forward. Beautiful.
This Jack Hibbs podcast, as well as all the broadcast outreach opportunities, are listener supported. Will you consider partnering with us through a special gift? Go to jackhibbs.com to learn more and stay connected.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.